Chapter 6. More Questions. The next morning, I finished my letter to Holmes, and then Sir Henry and I talked to Barrymore.
"I'm sorry that you chased my wife's brother last night," said Barrymore. "Please don't tell the police. He's going to South America."
"But he's a dangerous man," said Sir Henry. "There are people living on the moor near here."
"He won't attack anyone, sir," said Barrymore. "If he attacks someone, the police will know that he's here. He'll do nothing until he finds a ship. It will kill my wife if he goes back to prison."
"What do you think, Watson?" Sir Henry asked.
"Let him go," I said. "If he's out of the country, then it's better for everyone." Sir Henry turned to Barrymore.
"All right, Barrymore. We won't go to the police, but Selden must leave England soon."
"Thank you, sir," said Barrymore. "Now, there's something I must tell you about Sir Charles's death. I haven't told anyone this before. I suspect that he went to the gate that night to meet a woman."
"Which woman?" I asked.
"I don't know her name, but she wrote him a letter. I found it in his room. She only finished it with L.L. But it was a woman's writing."
"What did it say?" asked Sir Henry.
"It said, 'Please be at the gate at 10 o'clock tonight. L.L.
"Do you have the letter?" I asked.
"No, sir. I didn't know that it was important."
"Thank you, Barrymore," said Sir Henry.
After Barrymore left, Sir Henry turned to me.
"What do you think?"
"We were in the dark before, but now it's darker," I said. "We need to find L.L. I wrote to Holmes. The next day was cold and wet, but that evening I went out on the moor. I thought about poor Selden out there in this terrible weather. And then I thought about that other, taller man. Where was he now? As I walked back, I met Dr. Mortimer. He was driving home, and I got into his carriage. "Dr. Mortimer, you know most of the people near here," I said. "Do you know a woman with the letters L.L. in her name?" He thought for a few minutes.
"It could be Laura Lyons. She lives in Coombe Tracy. She married an artist, but he left her. She works as a secretary now, but she doesn't make much money."
Dr. Mortimer came with me to Baskerville Hall, and he stayed for dinner. Then Sir Henry and the doctor played cards, and I went to sit in the library. Barrymore brought me some coffee.
"Has your wife's brother found a ship?" I asked.
"I don't know," said Barrymore. "I hope that he has. I took food onto the moor 3 days ago, and it's gone now. But maybe the other man took it."
I stopped with the coffee cup in front of my mouth. "There's another man out on the moor? Have you seen him?"
"No, Selden saw him. The other man is hiding too, in a hut on the moor. A boy brings him food from Coombe Tracy."
"Thank you, Barrymore," I said. I remembered the tall, thin man that Sir Henry and I saw in the night. Was it the same man? The next morning, I went to Coombe Tracy. I found Laura Lyons' office and went in. She was a beautiful woman with light hair. She was a secretary, so she thought that I had work for her.
Hello, she said. How may I help you?
I've come to ask you about Sir Charles Baskerville.
Her face went a little red.
What do you want to know?
Did you know him?
Yes. He helped me with money after my husband left, she said.
Did you write to him?
Yes, I wrote to thank him, she answered.
Did you meet him?
Her face went redder.
Yes, once or twice, in Coombe Tracy.
Did you ask Sir Charles to meet you on the day of his death? I asked. Then her face turned white. I watched her mouth try to say no.
I know about the letter, I said softly. You asked him to meet you at 10 o'clock. Why did you want to meet at night and in the garden?
He had to go to London for a few weeks, she said. I wanted to see him before he left. He isn't married, so I didn't think that it was right to go inside his house with him.
Why did you want to meet him?
Because I needed money quickly. I want to divorce my husband, and it can be very expensive.
So you went to his garden. What happened?
I didn't go. That afternoon, another friend gave me money, so I didn't need to meet Sir Charles.
But Sir Charles waited for you in the garden, I said. And he died there. Laura Lyons looked down.
I know, she said. And I feel terrible about it. I planned to write to him to explain, but then I read about his death in the newspaper the next day.
I thought that Laura Lyons' story might be true. She asked to meet Sir Charles, and then she didn't go because she didn't need to. On the road back to Baskerville Hall, I saw a small boy in front of me with a bag. He left the road and went out onto the moor. I remembered Barrymore's words about the other man on the moor. A boy brings him food from Coombe Tracy. I followed the boy. He took the bag into a small hut, and then he went back to Coombe Tracy. I had my gun ready, and I went into the hut. There was a bed, some food and water. There was also a table with a paper on it. I read these words. Dr. Watson has gone to Coombe Tracy. I didn't move for a second. This man was watching me. I looked around the hut, but I didn't find any more papers. Was I in danger? Outside, the sun was low in the sky. I sat in a corner of the hut and waited, my gun in my hand. Then I heard steps, and I saw a man come to the door. I heard a friendly voice say, "It's a beautiful evening, my dear Watson. Come outside. It's more comfortable than this hut. And please be careful with that gun."